Okay, Lawrence?
Yes, thank you, Joy. Thank you for putting up with this committee, which is very meticulous in terms of the questions that we ask. I appreciate it. So I have three questions, I believe. The first question is, in regards to the ballot count for KPFK, you know how much ballots have been counted or how many ballots have been submitted?
For KPFA as an apple?
No, KPFK. KPFK.
Oh, KPFK as in kite.
Is what?
Yes, K as in kite, correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, K as in kite.
Okay, and this is from the Baskin online system, which does not include the process of a paper ballot as of yet. KPFK also has not reached quorum yet. Again, their listener votes are 730 and the staff votes are 38.
Okay, so neither one of them have reached quorum yet, right?
Correct, and that does not include the paper ballots as of yet. I'm getting that's the one thing that's missing. As you know, normally when I send the report up at the top is a chart that has the total votes, and I don't have from the vendor yet in terms of the envelope count from the stations of the mail ballots to be able to give a cumulative total. So I should have that when I send the written report in the morning.
Okay, thank you. So the next question is in regards to the enfranchising of the Spanish language voters and also all of the 49 candidates at KPFK. You were mentioning that the cards will be resolved at some point when you meet with Rodrigo. And then the second part is, are we going to have candidate forms for our Spanish language listeners as well?
Yeah, so in my conversation with Rodrigo, the only thing we're waiting on now is for review of the Spanish language cards to make sure that they were finished, because I haven't been able to touch base with Cookie and to determine what the last work product on those were. So I just need a Spanish speaker to listen to them to make sure that they were final. So that's the only thing. And once that's done, then I can just, come up with, the Spanish language hours, I already know those, so we know the schedule we can run for those on. Regarding the forum, I did mention it to Rodrigo, and he mentioned it as well as something that there's a fund drive going on at the same time. Between now and the end of the election, so it's working out the timing of when that could happen. And then I also brought up the suggestion that possibly doing in-person in Spanish. So we discussed that briefly on Sunday. I'm sending him and volunteers a link to the cards to make sure that those are accurate. And then he was to get back to me on the dates of the, the dates of the fund drive to determine what are possible dates of forms to be done. So it's a possibility. It's just that we have to work out the timing. And then there's recruiting volunteers for when we're physically there on the last day or last 2 days so that we make sure that we have Spanish-speaking volunteers there to assist with people who may want to come in and cast their vote that time as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Marion.
Okay, excuse me. I wanted to thank Del Joy and also all the committee members also for the painstaking process that's been going on around Pacifica election. At the same time, I am as a newer a member of the election committee and relatively new member of WPFW board in the last 3 years or so. I'm concerned about kind of a burnout factor. that with all of our checks and balances, and I'm not talking about a reasonable level of checks and balances, but at some point, you know, we have to decide what's practical and what we can handle, what our stations and so forth, our audiences, our active members can do. And so I just wanted to mention that because it kind of almost makes me dizzy how convoluted some of this is sounding. But we are an incredible resource in the United States. As a broadcaster myself, no other than public broadcasting, there's obviously most of the media that we have in this country is absolutely nothing like what we're doing now. And so I'm really, really proud of us for that. But at the same time, we also want to, you know, to propel ourselves, our population, our programming, everything into the future, into 2016, not just to get mired down. And if we have those, the paper, we have the original documentation of the election and whatever, how everyone voted, then maybe there's some realistic way. But the thing is, at the same time, there's a trade-off in terms of finalization of the vote results. So I don't think I want to think that, and we have a company. I don't know about this company personally, but I also don't want to. It isn't so much offend because I really don't care about that part, but I also don't want to abuse somebody so that in the future they may not even want to do business with Pacifica. But that's just my thoughts. Thank you.
Okay.
Time.
Thank you. What was that?
Time.
Oh, we've exhausted 30 minutes?
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sure. I had...
I'm sorry. Did you want me to do a response to that, or...?
Yeah, well, let me just ask the committee about the time now. So we had said 30 minutes. It's 10 o'clock. And we have Joy wants to respond. L. Joy wants to respond, and then Nancy has a question. So,
I'd like to make a motion to extend for about 10 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay. Hearing none, we're extending for 10 minutes. So, L. Joy, go right ahead.
You know, I agree with your statements about the position that Pacifica is, and you know, despite. What any of you on the committee or anyone listening in terms of the update may think, I truly believe in the mission of Pacifica, you know, was honored, you know, to be a part of this process and, you know, albeit difficult. And so, you know, my goal, and I'm trying my best to not only honor, you know, the work and the process, but also to demonstrate how this can be done more efficiently and more cost-effectively for Pacifica. And, you know, as I said, you know, previously, maybe we have completely different viewpoint on transparency, you know, but this is, you know, not only a cost saving, but then you have all of the documentation, you know, to, you know, run a recount at home if you want to, or also with, you know, a slate or with the station. And, you know, I've always said that in the beginning, that was something that I asserted. You know, normally simply voting destroys all of the ballots at the polls of their election. I deliberately, you know, I know, as Nessa said, no to that, to make sure that we have the information at the end, to make sure we have the audit trail, to make sure, you know, going back and forth with the vendor to make sure that we have that information. And I don't know why the, you know, the extra, you know, level, you know, the extra level required, and I understand everyone's concern about whether things were done properly, and I have been very upfront and vocal about when, you know, there has been missteps on, you know, our part or things that we omitted, and, you know, that is a testament also to what I believe about transparency, you know, owning up to stuff and, you know, making sure that we have documentation to prove things going forward. So I truly believe in Pacifica and, you know, and even in this process. And so I don't believe And I know for a fact that I would not, you know, put Pacifica in a position, you know, or put this election in a position where we wouldn't have the accuracy and transparency that the organization deserves.
Okay, thank you. So, Nancy, you're next.
Yes. In Houston, KPFT, the LES announced last week that parts would resume today. So far, there's not been any parts played that I have heard on the radio. I've been listening all day except for this meeting. And as far as a candidate forum, that would be lovely. And I think it would hit more people if it were on the air.
I'm sorry. I miss it. You saying there hasn't been cards played, or is there something?
No,
I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you.
I have not heard any cards played all day today. And the LES said on the air last week that cards would resume today, Monday.
Got it. Okay. I understand you now. Okay.
Okay. And the other thing is about candidate forums. More people would be able to hear the candidate forum if it were on the air. And we are not in Fund Drive right now. We're in a kind of un-Fund Drive, it's called, where the program is asked 3 or 4 times every 20 minutes during the show.
Got it. Okay, I'll send her an email now just to follow up on that.
Michael, do you have a sec?
Okay, Michael.
Yeah, I did have a question. I asked it before on the list. In relation to KPFK, we have never seen a list of when the carts were supposed to be played. It's not a question of when they were played. There was one thing on the elections website that was not, it said KPFK, but it did not describe what was happening at KPFK. It talked about blocks of time and blocks of candidates, and none of that happened. Most of the time, it was a single announcement at the top of each hour, and we never saw a schedule of when each candidate's cart was supposed to be played. So if that exists somewhere, a plan for when they were supposed to be played, we'd like to see it still. And then we can go back and try to verify whether they were or not, but that's never been forthcoming.
Okay. All right. I can look in the email and see what I have. Yeah, I can look for that. And then I can post it up from there.
Okay, thank you.
And particularly, if you're, like I said, I'm looking for volunteers that can, you know, regularly go to the station to give. I've only seen one in the email that they're that basically Cookie was taking pictures with her phone of the screen of the program.
Right.
That they've been played. So I've seen those emails, so I can go back and look for the actual schedule as well.
All right, thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry, who is that, Nancy?
Yes.
Do you have another question?
Yes.
Okay, can you speak louder, please?
Okay. As I said, I hate to repeat that the last time we talked, that the LES told some of the board members after the last board meeting that you hadn't given the order that no more cards would be played. But at that time, we did not know that there was going to be an extension of the election. I really would like to know what you're going to do.
Okay, so if I'm correct, you said that the LES said that there was the suspension of the candidate card, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that no more cards were to be played. Now, this is at the last board meeting, the second Wednesday of November, and she said it was your order. So now I'd like that to be, you know, I'd like a clear statement from you that we are going to get the cards played again until January 4th midnight.
That was explicitly, and that's the reason why I explicitly said it in the memo of the extension, that the cards would resume and play until specifically wrote that in the extension memo for a reason.
So you have no control over this LES in Houston?
I don't understand what you're saying. Someone just mentioned, I said that the carts resume. Somebody else just mentioned that the LES said that the carts would resume. You know, if they're not being done and she is, you know, ordered it, she doesn't control the station. That's something we have to follow up with the station management. She doesn't actually play the carts.
So what are you going to do?
Well, you just told me that the carts are not playing as of today after she said that they would start today. So while we were talking, I sent her an email asking, has she started a new schedule or continuing the same schedule of the candidate carts? And then when she responds, then I'll have a response to send to the committee.
And also, you said something about asking management why these carts are not being played. And the cart schedule, we don't have any cart schedule. Please give the committee.
For KPFP, there's not a cart schedule online for KPFP?
It's on the elections website.
Say that again?
This is Serene. The KPFP cart schedule for the next week or so is on the elections website.
Okay, I was not aware of this. Sorry.
Okay.
Posted yesterday.
But, I mean, the cart schedule until January 4th is on the website?
It's not a full schedule, I think. Yep, January 4th. It's all there.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm glad for that, but I don't hear any cards.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now, too. So if the schedule is there, if you didn't, I mean, she's now, like, the schedule is up, so now, you know, they'll have also the confirmation of when they're played, right? So if they're not played, you know, then we have something to check it again.
It begins tomorrow, December 8th.
Yeah, that's what I see.
Nancy?
Okay, she said Monday.
They start tomorrow.
All right, I'll be listening. Thank you.
Okay, in the last minute, Bob, may I have a second?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So, LJ Williams, my question for you. So, I know that KPFA seems to be going quite fast, but with regard to the other three stations that are ending on the same time, I wanted to ask if you could make arrangements with the vendor to process KPFT and WBAI before you get to KPFK, because although our deadline is the same, our board meeting schedules are not the same.
Okay,
so,
hold on.
I'll send you a reminder email if you want.
No, I'm sending it to the vendor now. Order processing. So WBAI and KPFT need to go first?
Yeah, because they meet on the second Wednesday, and KPFK meets either third Wednesday or third Sunday, so they can definitely come after us.
Okay.
7 seconds.
Okay, well, so we've used up our time. So, Eljoy, thank you for the report and the Q&A, but we would ask you if you could stick around for the motion concerning the Spanish language carts and forums, and, you know, you're welcome to weigh in during that discussion, and then also for setting the next date. Can you be with us a few more minutes?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Michael, with a brief point. There was also the earlier discussion about sending out the notice to all the candidates about the possible meetings, which had to be done through the local election supervisor. But in the case of KPFK, that would be we'd have to work with you, Eljoy, on notifying all the candidates of when our seating meeting would take place, because they probably need notice before the certified count, especially if you're delaying the count for KPFK. So I can send you the minutes of the earlier discussion that we had about that issue. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, so now...
Excuse me, this is Marion. Excuse
yes,
me.
Marion.
I'm still under the weather a bit, and how much longer are we going to be on, or if I leave the call, will there still be a quorum if you guys take another vote?
Well, once... Yeah, thanks for raising it. Once the quorum is established, we can keep going even if people drop off.
Okay,
so
cool.
That's okay. And I estimate we should be done by, well, right now we have 20 minutes worth of business left, so that would bring us to 10:35.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. So whenever you have to leave, don't worry. It's fine. Just go ahead. And
thank you.
You know,
thank
do
you
what
better.
You need to do. Yeah, please
thank
feel
you very
better.
Much.
Okay, so we're now starting a 15-minute discussion on Michael's motion. So, Michael, why don't you start by reading it and then motivating it?
I'm trying to find it. I'm sorry. I just lost all my minutes because I hit a wrong key and wiped everything out. Hang on.
All right. Well, if you hang on, I can pull it up.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, one second. Let's see. Okay, I got it. Whereas little of the necessary election information for a successful election has been provided to Spanish-speaking listeners of KPFK, move that the PNB Elections Committee recommend that the Spanish-language cards for each of the listener delegate candidates begin airing immediately during the usual time periods of Spanish-language and bilingual programming on KPFK. So these are kind of separate items. So the next item is that a Spanish language translation of the basic KPFK election information cart also begin airing immediately during the same time periods, and that bilingual English-Spanish on-air candidate forms be scheduled during the Spanish language programming block beginning Monday, December 14th for 1 to, Michael, there's a word left out. Did you mean to say 1 to 2 hours nightly?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. For 1 to 2 hours nightly until all candidates who sign up can be scheduled with no more than 5 candidates during an hour. And then finally, Spanish language programmers at KPFK have committed to provide translation as needed during these on-air forums. Recognizing that this will intrude somewhat on the station's on-air fund drive, which runs from December 7th through 22nd, we request that station management and the NES nevertheless undertake these measures to help ensure a successful and fair election and equal opportunity for the participation of all listeners. Okay, Michael, you want to motivate it?
Well, and the motivation is clear. I think we haven't really provided the information to our Spanish-speaking listeners that we have to the others. So there's not much time left before January 4th. I don't see any way to do it without intruding on the fund drive, which, as I say, is scheduled for the 22nd, which butts up right against the holiday, and then you're in the week between Christmas and New Year's. So I think, I appreciate that El Joy has come in and been started working with Rodrigo. I think that as soon as you can get him the Spanish language cards, but also there, since you said you were doing a new card for KPFK to deal with the current factors, that should also be translated, immediately into Spanish and be aired. And I think they do have to be candidate forms. For the English language forums, we had 3 or 4 candidates per hour. But, we had a lot more hours to work with. So I think that going up to 5 would be reasonable. I think we ended up with about 7 times 4, 28, probably about 31 of the 49 candidates actually got on the air. So if something close to that happened for the Spanish language, it could be done within a little over a week. They only have 4 days of programming, Monday through Thursday, for 3 hours.
Okay, you finished, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay, Al Joy, did you want to comment?
No, just that, like was said, that the on-air forums were done 1 hour, 2 hours, Monday through Thursday, and then Friday for 1 hour. So, that's a lot of block of time. I'm all for it. We'll just do the process the same way as we did the English process is just that, you know, we have to get hosts, you know, for that process. So, yeah.
Okay. Would any, who else would like to speak on Michael's motion?
Lawrence, to the stack.
Go ahead.
I just want to speak in support, being one of the Spanish speakers myself and having recorded a Spanish language card. I just wholeheartedly support this motion and also appreciate L. Joy for also being supportive of this as well. Thank you.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Serene.
I know there are Spanish language programs on the Houston station as well. I'm wondering if there are any cards, even I didn't necessarily mean the full debate or candidate cards necessarily, but generic cards about the process being played in Spanish on that station.
No.
I can check.
No, it's not.
Would that be possible?
Yeah, sure.
So, do I need to make a motion to have it happen, or can we just do it?
Nope. I can just email people, and we can get that done. At KPFT, okay. Right?
KPFT.
Lawrence, again, to the stack.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay. Eljoy, since we have a large Spanish language program block, and the Spanish language programmers are going to translate your new information card, maybe we could pass that one along to KPFT as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and let me just call myself. Also, WBAI, there's a few Spanish language programs, so if it's a generic card that doesn't give, well, actually, I guess it would be more useful if it did give the email address and the phone number of the LES as well. So maybe
right.
It could be generic in every respect. You know, the script could be identical except for that contact information.
Yes.
That might be
got
helpful.
It.
And I also wanted to just echo Lawrence that I think this is a very important initiative, and, you know, I really appreciate that L. Joy is totally receptive and willing to do what it takes to implement it, but I just want to say we really need to set the example for what we're advocating in the larger society. And, you know, we have a responsibility to our Spanish-speaking listeners to make this election information truly accessible. So I strongly support the motion.
Also, would it be helpful, you know, for those, if we did, I mean, I'd already reached out to KPFK about someone being able to do a half an hour or an hour on KPFK about election information, you know, in Q&A with, you know, on the election process. So, you know, if it's helpful to also do that with having someone, helpful to do that in Spanish as well, I can do that as well.
That would be great.
I'm waiting to hear back from management on the time. I was actually just, you know, I'm actually going to get on the plane today and just go to KPFK because it's kind of been slow getting information sent out. But, I'm giving responses now, so. I didn't have to randomly show up, so that's great.
Okay.
So,
Oh, yeah, Michael, did you want to say something?
Oh, yeah, implementation, I think, would be within a day or two, try to get notice to all the candidates that, you know, we're going to be doing this. So once it gets okay by the Spanish language program, and so I guess the PD, that, you know, that we would set some time aside, even though it's a fun drive, to let the candidates know when, that, you know, they could sign up.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, if there's no further discussion, is there any objection to this motion?
Okay.
That was not an objection.
Right. Okay.
That was a write on and baby talk.
Absolutely. There's another write on. Okay. Well, hearing none, the motion's adopted. Thank you. thank you, everyone. So now the only thing left is to set our next meeting date. So.
Before we get to that.
Go ahead.
I gave the update just in terms of the process of, whether or not we want to continue the processing process that Secretary Bowen does, or do I need to organize for actually counting paper ballots at the other station? All right, okay. All right, and it's getting past bedtime, so.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's weigh in quickly on that question. Who would like to speak? So the question pertains to KPFK, KPFT, and WBAI, correct, Eljoy?
Correct.
Okay. So should we have a let me make sure I'm getting your question. The question is, should we have a second ballot count at the local station area in which observers could be present?
No. So here's what here's my suggestion. That, again, simply voting does its process, and then we can take the ballot and the information or whatever and do a recount in the station area. We can organize those. Or is it that you don't want simply voting to do any of the processing, wherewith then that's a lot of mobilization we need to do, and that's what I need to know. Quickly, if that we're then, now I have to recruit people and train people and find the place and at three different stations in order for us to process and, enter ballots. So my preference would be to let Simply Voting do their same process, and then we just do a recount to verify the information that was entered in each of the station areas. But if you want something different, I need to know now.
Okay, so is everyone clear on the question, or is anyone unclear on the question? Okay, so who would like to speak to it? From any station, from any of those, it could be from any station, but especially from those three stations. No one?
I'm open.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. I could not really understand what she said, that she wanted Simply Voting to do a recount or a regional count.
No, she was saying that her recommendation is that Simply Voting go ahead and do what they've been planning to do, which is to do the entire count, but that after that is completed, that there's an option that the people in the station area could be trained to do a recount.
Janice Kay, I have a point of information.
Go ahead.
So I wanted to know what the status of live streaming this processing from Simply Voting would be.
I asked that, and they said they don't have it. And I spoke not with the case manager, but with the president of the company, and they do not have the capability of that.
Nancy, on the set?
Yes. Go ahead, Nancy.
Wasn't there somebody before me, some male voice?
Did anyone else ask to speak? I guess not. Okay. So go ahead.
Yes, I think the stations should be able to do that. I don't think we have to train anybody. I mean, we're supposed to be studying this ourselves at the LSC, but I think it's better if, perhaps WBI recounted KPFT's ballots, and KPFT counted WBAI's ballots, and KPFK, I don't know what to do, but maybe KPFA would like to. Anyway, not count our own ballots.
That was the original thing we were doing before, when we made the suggestion before. So having the different stations do a recount of, the other stations' count is fine with me. That's easier to organize than trying to organize the actual official count.
Who else would like to speak?
This is
Michael to the time.
I'm sorry, before Michael, was it Serene?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to leave the call for a minute. We're discussing what two options?
The two options are either simply voting, doing the count, and then having a recount at the three remaining station areas, which would involve training people to do that.
No.
No?
The training was if we had to enter the data into their system.
Is that right, Eljoy, that people wouldn't need
that
training for a recount?
No, we don't need to train people on a recount. On the recount, the only thing that we're doing is taking the raw data and running it through ChoicePulse and then looking at the ballots to make sure that we agree with the same thing they inputted into the system.
Okay, and who would actually physically do that recount in each station area? The LES and the two that have LESs? And you
the LESs and whoever wanted to observe or participate in that process.
Okay, and then you would do it at K.
Correct.
Okay, all right. So,
Janet K, point of information.
Hold on, Janet. I'm answering Serene's question. So option one is to have simply voting, do the processing and the tabulation, and then a second recount in the three station areas, or option two would be to have simply voting do the whole thing and not do that at all at the three local stations. And then Nancy, did I get it wrong?
Yeah, the options are either to do that, which is what has already happened to KPFA, or not to have simply voting do the ballot, the processing of the paper ballots. We would process the paper ballots ourselves.
Right,
Michael is correct.
That's a third option. So there's
No.
Okay,
right.
I'm sorry. I'm lost.
Options.
Go ahead, Eljoy. Why don't you lay it out?
Okay, the two options are simply voting, continue with the processing of all of the ballots and producing the final count, such as the same way that they did KPFA. Or we do the complete count ourselves of the paper ballot, which requires training, recruitment and training of people to enter it into the system ourselves.
Or the third option is for simply voting to do everything and then to have it redone at the three local station areas, to recount, not redo.
No, there's not that third option because I already said that we're providing the information for that to happen.
Right, but it still has to be organized on a certain day and a certain place. So that's a decision whether to put the energy and resources into having that recount or not. I know the data will be available for individuals to look at, but the question, I thought the question you were posing was whether to go to the trouble of an organized day and a place where everyone could gather physically and watch the recount. Is that wrong?
Janet,
is that incorrect, Eljoy?
Well, that wasn't an option I was given because I was saying, because I said that was a given. But, I mean, if you want to add that as a third option, that's fine.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Janet, point of information.
Go ahead, Janet.
No, wait. Wait a second. I asked for clarification, then I get to speak, don't I? Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was also on the stack earlier.
All right. I'll get back to you after Serene and Janet.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Serene.
Oh, I was on the stack after Serene.
All right, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so either simply voting does everything, sends us the images, and people can do whatever they want, or simply voting does as it has and must, the electronic portion, and then we organize on a station level to train people to process the paper ballots, then combine the data, which means we're talking several days longer, right?
You are correct. Those are the two options that I posed.
Okay. And if simply voting, if simply voting does what they're doing, the election can be certified, will be certified by you. If we split the task, you would certify their portion and then you would add in the other thing and I guess
if we could do the second process where we process our own paper ballot, then one to your answer to your question, yes, that makes the process, the count process, longer. two, I don't certify the online portion. I'll wait until the paper is done and combined and then certify the whole election.
Okay. And I guess I want to understand the difference. If Simply Voting does their thing and then it's reviewed locally and there's a problem, I mean, are we reviewing or are we redoing? You know,
I see what you're saying. I see the clarification that you're making. So you're asking whether or not once Simply Vote, if Simply Voting does the entire process, am I going to certify the election then or wait until the recount to certify the election? Is that your question?
Right.
Yes. Right. So, I mean, you know, that's the question. I mean, I'm inclined to certify, you know, the results, particularly if a recount is not going to happen for a couple of weeks. You know, if a recount is happening immediately to verify, you know, the results, and we see the rate that in which they were able to finish KPFA. Originally, they gave me a time frame of a week, and I was looking into, you know, like getting final results of certifying the election on Monday or Tuesday, you know, but they've already done that. They're just waiting for the ballots that were received at the station. So, you know, from my perspective, they can, because they're the professionals, do the count and process quicker than us who would have to be trained and, you know, in order to do that process. And so that just would delay the election, which is problematic, I imagine, for you guys in terms of seating actual delegates.
Okay, thanks, sir. Thanks.
Okay, so Janet had a point of information which takes precedence over speaking to the issue. So go ahead, Janet. But just
okay,
as a question.
So, yes. All right. So, what I'm wondering is how can the results that, let's say, you certify be challenged, and by whom? And, I mean, is it challenged by a particular station? Can it be challenged in other ways? And then once, assuming there is a challenge, what, you know, how is that challenge handled in terms of a recount?
So, just to give an example, and this is just an example, we have Simply Voting does their count process. I certify the election. However, a week later, we do the recount and we question, you know, a number of ballots so that it questions whether or not one particular candidate was elected over another. Is that your question?
No, I'm just saying. Let's say you come up with you certify an election, and there are people who challenge your certification without any kind of recount at, having happened. What, you know, how is that handled, and, you know, who can challenge, and what happens?
Ah, I see. You know, I don't know the answer to that in terms of, you know, your bylaws or perspective. And have you ever had any NESs certification challenge?
Not to my knowledge.
This is Jim.
Yeah, so you may not have provisions for that.
I'm sorry.
Michael is on the stack, please.
Who was just asking to speak?
Jim, point of information.
Jim, okay, yeah, go ahead, Jim.
I just want to know, under what circumstances would there be a need for a recount? In other words, what would be the circumstances to warrant a legitimate challenge?
I don't know that you have provisions for that. And, you know, maybe we're using the language wrong. Instead of recounting a review of Simply Voting's process, for transparency and review, instead of a recount, because, you know, I guess in the semantics of the language, a recount would indicate that, you know, there was something wrong, ballots missing, or the wrong candidate elected, or something like that. So maybe in our language, you know, the word we should be using is a review of the final results rather than asserting a recount.
Well, I'm mostly talking about a challenge, period. I mean, what would constitute a challenge? In other words, why would someone challenge it? And if so, Well, what ruling is there that would justify a challenge?
Yeah, I don't know that your bylaws has any provisions for challenge of election process, and I would have to check California Corporation Code to determine what, you know, sort of standard in general are for challenge of the election. I know there's a time frame. If I remember correctly from, you know, general corporation code, there's a time frame where in which elections can be challenged. So I'd have to take that back and look at it. There's a time frame, though.
Janet K., may I respond to...
I'm sorry. I've been on the stack waiting very, very patiently to be able to speak.
Michael, I'm calling on you. Okay? So go ahead.
My position, as expressed over a month ago, is that we should not certify the results until the review, recount, whatever you want to call it, takes place at each station. I said that I think it has to be done at the station of origin of the ballots because that people... are familiar with the names of the candidates and can interpret any write-ins that might take place as to who, what the intent of the voter is. I think that to avoid any problems with challenges, the simplest solution is to not certify the results until the review takes place at each station. I think KPFK should get KPFK's ballots and review them. KPFT should get KPFT's ballots and review them. BI should get BI's ballots and review them. And until the review is completed, that the results not be certified, especially because there has not been any observation whatsoever, either physical or by Skype live streaming of the ballot processing at Simply Voting. And I think that we all know what organization we're part of and its litigious nature, and that we want to be as scrupulous as possible to avoid any charges or countercharges of anything at all, especially because this is the first year we're having electronic voting. So that's my, I'll make this a motion if you want, that the ballots not be certified until the raw data and the files have been reviewed at each station.
So, Michael, let me just clarify, your motion would also cover KPFA then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so that's the motion. Are you at a computer? Or are you able to type it up?
Okay. I'm so angry at my computer for wiping out the minutes of the whole meeting, but I'll sit back at it and do it some more.
Okay, but I think people got the gist of the motion. So let's see.
And I'm supportive of it. It's no, you know, I don't have no strong opposition to it. That's fine with me.
I'd like to speak to the motion. Janet Kay, I can post it to what I think it says to the list.
Okay, well, Michael said he's going to write it.
I'll pack it up in a second.
Yeah. All right, so Serene and then Janet.
Okay, so here's my... Sorry?
Nancy, I'm sorry.
Okay, and then Nancy. Yeah, go ahead, Serene.
Sorry. Here's my concern. The logistics of scheduling these reviews concerns me because I don't want us to, and I think we should be saying review, not recount, because I think they're very different things. Although with this motion, the review is having the same effect as a recount, it seems, or a reconfirmation, whatever. I don't know. The language has to be more precise, more carefully considered, I would say. But I also would like us, before we deal with the motion, to discuss how such a motion would be implemented in terms of the timeline. I'm not looking for a three-month process before we know what's happening. So I don't know how to what the procedural language would need to be for us to discuss how we would do it before we decide if we are going to do it, but that's what I would like.
Okay, so Janet is next.
Yeah, so Michael's motion basically addressed my concerns, and so I would like us to address his motion and whatever Serene just raised would be an amendment, I would think. So I'd like us to move ahead.
Michael, would you like to address Serene's questions?
Yeah, I just have the motion. It's pretty simple language. We're talking, realistically speaking, about, 800 ballots at WBAI, assuming you get 850 ballots, assuming you get quorum. What's the number at KPFT? What's quorum at KPFT?
611 for the listeners.
611 for the listeners?
Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about relatively...
Go ahead, Michael.
The largest number of any of the balloting would be the listener election at KPFK, which if we reach quorum would be in the neighborhood of 1,600 ballots. I don't think it's going to take that long physically to either examine the ballots or to run them through Choice Plus. How long has it taken in the past to run that through Choice Plus? Maybe a day or a day and a half? So I don't think we're talking about a very, very long delay, except for getting them physically in the priority mail from Oregon to the stations. I do think they should be done at each station to do so for the reasons I said. And I think it could happen in an additional day or two.
And Eljoy Williams to the staff.
Okay, let me call on Eljoy first and then Janet.
Okay, so this is not, I mean, it's not like it's unusual. Because remember, I mean, this happens in, you know, regular elections. Whoever the winner is at the end of, you know, the presidential election or primary election is declared the winner, but the elections are not certified by the Secretary of State or whoever is the elections person for a couple of weeks and sometimes up to a month after, you know, the election day. You know, just in making sure that all of the, you know, about, so it's not unusual in terms of the process. So you can know who potentially the candidates are. I don't foresee that there's going to be any large discrepancies between the, you know, between the results and the final review.
Okay.
That's just my concern.
Okay. Janet?
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily a matter of large discrepancy, even if there's one discrepancy that can be an issue. But so, yeah, it shouldn't take long. However, what would need to happen would be to arrange for people, you know, a date and people to be physically there to observe it and do it and... So that's the only issue, and I would think that in order for LSB, the new LSB board to be seated, the election would have to be certified, and that this would be a part of certifying it. I'm done.
Okay, Michael, I have not received your motion. Has anyone else
received it? I'm sorry, I sent it to the wrong committee.
Okay.
I just sent it again.
That's fine. Okay. Does anyone else want to speak to it?
Oh, Janet Kay, one other thing.
Okay, yeah, briefly.
So, just this also involves the chain of custody of the ballots, which is another issue.
Okay. All right, Michael, do you want to just read the wording?
I have a question, I'm sorry.
We can take more discussion. Yeah, go ahead, Serene.
So we're going to be handling the physical ballots or we're dealing with the images?
Eljoy?
Images.
Okay, so what's the connection to the custody? I mean, if the ballots aren't being sent around the country, they're just being sent to the national office.
Correct.
Are you asking me?
I just heard, was it Janet who said, well, this has everything to do with the custody? I don't see that because the ballots are going to be sent from the vendor to the national office, aren't they?
Janet, go ahead.
Yes.
So, Janet, does that resolve your... issue about custody?
Okay, so I personally would want to, review and recount having to do with files is one thing. I personally would prefer it to be also the physical ballots that be also scanned physically. But I guess Michael's motion does not address that, and I doubt if this committee would even go there.
I object to the ballots being flown all over the country to be handled. We've had plenty of mishandling already in the past. There's a history of that. I don't know what happens when it gets to place A, and I don't want to deal with that nightmare.
Okay, Michael, why don't you reread the motion, and then we can have a final.
Well, I'll reread my motion then based on my understanding of what was just said. Move that election results not be certified by the NES until the review at each station of the raw data and images of the paper ballots takes place using Choice Plus. That's what I wrote originally. I added the word images up because I didn't understand the distinction that people just drew.
Okay. We're way over time, so let's just take like really 1 minute short comments now that you've heard the exact wording, or if anyone has an amendment. Well, okay, hearing none, it sounds like we're ready to vote. Is there any objection to this motion?
I'm not looking at email now. It says review, not recount, or what's the specific?
It says review,
wording?
Yes.
Okay.
Why don't you read the whole thing one more time?
Moved that election results not be certified by the NES until the review at each station of the raw data and images of the paper ballots takes place, comma, using Choice Plus.
Okay, last call for any comments or amendments before we vote.
I have a point of information.
Yes, Nancy.
Would it be, Michael is saying that each station counts their own, reviews their own,
yes,
ballots. However, wouldn't it be safer and less monkey business if a different station were doing in the case of DAI and KPFT? I'm really honestly questioning.
Can I respond to that?
Sure, go ahead.
I think since we're now clear that we're talking about the images of the ballots, and not the physical ballots themselves, many of which have walked away in the hands of people here in New York, that's less of a concern because, you can't alter the image that was sent to you because other people have the file.
Correct. Okay, I feel better.
Yeah. I also think, as I said, that looking at, particularly for write-ins, which I know there are write-ins in New York and KPFK here in Los Angeles, that easier for people who are familiar with the whole candidate, cast of candidates to do the review.
Okay, so I just noticed that to be correct with our form, with our rules, we have to slightly change the motion to say move that and insert the words the PNB Elections Committee recommend that,
yes,
and then go back to election results to be certified, etc. But with that change, is there anyone who needs to speak before we vote? Okay. Is there any objection to this motion? Okay. Hearing none, it's adopted. So let's just quickly set our next meeting date, and then we'll wrap up.
Nancy, I'm set, please.
About the next date?
No.
We're way over time on any other issue, so we have to move to the next date. Who would like to propose a date or at least an interval? And then we can look at the calendar and see what's open. Are we talking 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? What do people think?
1 week.
Okay, Nancy says 1 week. Any other suggestions?
This is Joy.
Yes.
Can you do the Monday the 21st?
Hold on 1 second. I'm pulling up the calendar. That day is open. How do other committee members feel? That's 2 weeks from tonight. Well,
okay.
Is there any objection to Monday the 21st? Well, okay, that was easy. I guess that's our next meeting date, 2 weeks from tonight. Okay, well, thank you, everyone, especially thank you, Eljoy, and, you know, especially with a newborn to take care of. We really appreciate your being with us this late. So, best of luck.
Thank you, baby.
Talk to everyone soon.
Good night.
Okay, good night.